There is a fast for today. What we cannot miss now, 10 a year, but and you know that I've been made and groomed in the Lord. Hallelujah. Just down the line, I cannot look back and say, I thank God. I thank God. I've done it this year. Hallelujah. Meetings. Meetings meet us. We are told of meetings. Meetings like this. Events leading up to believer's conviction. We were informed by God's Spirit that we are receiving into the air in this meeting. Even when hands are not being laid on you, that in the hospital is God's grace. Right? We're told that there's God's grace available. Grace available. That we just need to tap into. Grace. For years and years, decades and decades. You will talk about this meeting in years to come. This meeting, you talk about this in years to come. I know what I'm telling you about. Hallelujah. For those of you yesterday, you discover that the healing function is increased like never before. What do you see? You see what will happen. Hallelujah. You talk about it. Will be your work will increase. Our work as a church will increase. Hallelujah. As a church, all of us will have increase at the church. I will look back to this day and say, it was a believer's conversion 2023. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See. Paul said, I long to see that I may impart unto you spiritual things to the end that you may be established. The reason why you are still strong is because you are attending this. I am not taking what is received in those meetings for granted. I remember years back, somebody said to me, they gave me analysis. Someone just started to give me analysis of people who started ministry on base, because I left from the base, Nigerian Air. They gave me analysis of people who started and when you have been ministry, they pointed them to me. See, look at this one. He started doing one fellowship behind his producer. They mentioned them for me. They said this guy, say, see, somebody said that I heard that allow me is initial dragger in the past. Except when I don't attend meetings. This is initial dragger. I said you didn't call God did. Hallelujah. God did. No man called it. No one. A lot of issues happen on days. People carry rumors about us. Different rumors. This guy, at one point they say, how is this guy? This is guy. How? I don't know how guys look like. it's just people being funny to. But you know what? We are still here. Then, I was strong about meetings. Guiding of believers, I was always in meetings. Always. I'm strong and I'm getting stronger. Hallelujah. But not truly in the tower. See, most times people say, someone heard me say things like, I will never fail. You are bragging. No. I'm bragging on God. Hallelujah. I'm bragging on God. I can never fail. Never. Hallelujah. Get angry at and say, just the grace of God. Understand God's grace. Am I right? I said I can never fail. I will never fall. I will be found doing the same thing in years and years to come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, when I'm 70, you see me rejoicing. When I'm 80, you see me rejoicing. I will not leave it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I was in my secondary school. We have a WhatsApp group, and there was a time like that. My class, this one is my class. So they were now talking. We were now introducing ourselves. So they just picked out some people and started gisting about some people. And they talked to my own father.
This is going out. Okay.
need to go look for the question. What they said about this word, because we have several people who were in commercial class. Why are there a lot of people who were in commercial class, or people who were in science class, they were not doing commercial things? Or what's going into business, or what's science doing land? So they now ask me what I was doing. I just introduced myself as a banker. So somebody else said, he's not just a banker, he's also a pastor. And people got like, someone commented that we saw it, that Mark's own was very obvious. They said that he was obvious. That was going to be a pastor. Israel, what is it? I can never fail. There was a time, church, we became two or three. You know, two or three. And the two or three is me and one person. Me and one person and another person. But you know what? We still gather cheese. We still say, we have more. We'll never give up. Hallelujah. We'll never give up. We'll never give up. So as we go, I want to leave us with some things. You know, there are a lot that we've received in this meeting. From Friday up until today, yesterday night, we were all drunk under the power of God. Hallelujah. How many of you had experiences? What experiences? Yesterday? Hallelujah. Friday night, too? Yeah? Was Friday night a glimpse of yesterday? Was it really a glimpse? If I ask me, you're a liar. We all shall receive those things. Hallelujah. We'll have wonderful times. Right? Have wonderful times. But let's see a few things. You know, when you come around for meetings like this, it's not just to have good times alone. Not just to have good times. It's also to go back with a mandate. When you have encounters with God, you will have to go back with a mandate. And I believe that on I heard Pastor Wilson tell us about that on Friday, when you have encounters with God. Genesis 28. I have Jacob with an encounter. Hallelujah. Exodus 20. Moses had an encounter with God. And they all had mandates. It's a mandate. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We have been through this on now. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Sorry. Don't mind me. Hallelujah. So, there's always Monday to go with. Hallelujah. So I have five things I want to share with us. Last year I said four, but I'll just add to what I said to you last year. As we go this year, after believers, convention, let these things be in your heart. Hallelujah. See, you receive the power of God. And when the Bible says, quench not the fire, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 19, when it says, quench not the fire, it involves activity. The activity the believer can take on, that everything you receive is your heart. So after this meeting, it's not the time for you to go and push down the meeting with wraps of garlic. No. Or take out food to push you down. No. There's always that temptation to just go and rest and sleep. No. Hallelujah. There's always that temptation, but no. Hallelujah. Glory to God. After such meetings like this, there's times to pray. Times to pray. Times to stir up the fire. Hallelujah. But I am just a hooker. So, like I said, I'm going to leave you five things. Time to serve the fire. But let's start with it. Because I said, quenching the fire is also an activity. So therefore, you're going to watch your appetite. Watch your appetite. What's your appetite? I'm sharing this with you. What's your appetite? What are the things you pick up? What's your appetite? Your appetite means, your appetite doesn't mean appetite for food now. The things you like to do easily. You know, we live in a world where technology, social media, is now the thing of the day. You watch your appetite. Some people, it does not become an habit. People are praying. You are checking WhatsApp. You are praying. You are watching TV. That's a wrong appetite. That's a wrong desire. Hallelujah. I, for one, when I'm in a prayer meeting, I put my phone on flight mode. No matter how I love Chelsea ball, if Chelsea is playing ball and I'm in church, my phone is on flight mode. How? You must understand the love that I love, that Chelsea and I hate it. If you say hate is hatred, then you are wrong. Hate there is preferred. Right? I prefer Chelsea more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Something is false. Your appetite, your new appetite is false. We wake up for chain prayer. No, you don't pray in the morning. You are praying, Baba Bashondo, Jesus, Father. What's the problem? It's a wrong appetite. Hallelujah. Amen. You that will tell you, oh yeah, let's pray 1 hour. I say, 1 hour is too long. But you can watch Sabinus 5. Bring up at 2, each of them 25 minutes. And you spend how many hours? Before you know, see, my daughter does not need to last again. How will you last? How will you last? Amen? And those guys are all of that, you know, they know that when you see 2 hours movie, you say, no, it's too long. Just give you 5 minutes. Let me just give you one 5 minutes. And as he's running, as he's finished, another one is showing. Brain daughter and 2 ghosts. Makes sense. I only Sabinus. Sabinus no longer an investor. Finally, I got what you now. Very finished. Macaroni in US. Let me see. Before you know, you watch all these things online. There's one of my colleagues like that. That when I call a name of it, he said, I've watched it, and they say, hey. Seatmaster. Yeah? Seatmaster. You can watch every seat. You know every seat. No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Watch your appetite. There are things that are seen. Everything in the world is targeted towards drawing down the fire of God in your life. Everything. See. When older believers tell me they don't envy us, I don't get angry. Because there used to be a time when you can't watch anything on TV until it is 4 p.m. And it's only 2 channels you have. NTA 2 channel 5 and NTA channel 10. Hallelujah! You want to watch movie, then it's Clubberboard before they took them out. So you just NTA news, then you watch cartoons 30 minutes and then news. 10 o'clock, you learn national affairs and whoever goes to sleep. But today, you have is what they are showing on DSTV you don't like. If some people don't even know local channel, like me, I don't know local. I can't even remember last time I watched local channel. So there's no nothing to watch on local channel on TV. Is this NDI? No. There's no longer NDI. On TV, LTV. No, there's nothing to watch. You now switch to DSTV. Watch on DSTV. Oh, DSTV now boring. Prime. Prime. Oh, Netflix. No. YouTube. So you see, there's just distraction everywhere. I cannot. You are watching short clips. When they say, listen to message. Which message? DPL are there at this hour. Some people are now cooking. Oh, we'll be cooking. And through this phone somewhere, they're cooking on the back. I'm watching movie. No. That's a bad habit. Hallelujah. What's your appetite? Because, take note, everything is targeted towards you not staying with the fire. Everything that is not spiritual is targeted towards you not staying with the fire. So watch it. Hallelujah, watch it. What new characters you now pick?
Watch it. There are sometimes as believers you pick up some new characters. Not because you want to, but one of the things that I will not pick up those characters. Watch it when you pick those characters. And be ready to drop it. Hallelujah. Hope you're hearing me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Look at what Paul said. 1 Corinthians 19:7. He says, but I keep my body and bring it into subjection. Lest that by any means, that when I preach to others, I myself should be cast away. Cast away, they are not cast away from heaven, though, but cast away. Hallelujah. And I will be found in the things which are once been fathered in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it says, I put my body, I bring it all out. It's not something you want, something you do always. So the believer must have a check. He must have a check. He must do a fire check. You must do what I call a concentration check. Check always. 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 Learn to do it. He gave you that person lie to you. Don't lie to yourself. When you're no longer praying well, don't lie to yourself. When your prayer life has gone down, don't lie to yourself. Hallelujah. You will know you. You need to stay with the word. You need to pray. You need to stay with the word. But now, pray. Pray. You no longer pray. When you get to the altar, I give thanks to the Lord. Just give thanks. Just give thanks. Hopefully by slide. You say, no. I'm still in the world. It's just that when you begin to give an excuse for why you're not doing the things that you were doing before, you are backsliding. Oh no! Walk up to your pastor. Pastor, my prayer life has gone down. Hallelujah. Walk up to your pastor and look at him. And that is why I said to us, pastors. Do laying on of hands on your bed. Lay hands on them. Let them know this one hand has been laid on. Lay hands well. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You just communicate the things of the Spirit on us. Always. Sometimes people pick up a heavy attitude. They bring it from their home. Bring it from house. No, not in the church. Hallelujah. Not in the church. So I said, watch your desires, watch your appetites. Hallelujah. Watch your appetites. Watch your train. Some people like trendy things. Watch it. Watch it. Watch new things. Watch new friends. Watch your friends. Watch the kind of friends you pick up. Sometimes they can't even bring people away. And we don't know. They are not there to just close the fire down. Some people got into a relationship and were never found in the work of ministry anymore. I'm telling you the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know one of my friends like that in school. Okay, let me not bring him out here. Let me not bring him out. But one of them, well, you don't know him. I'm the one that knew him. And he said to himself. So, I will not call his name, don't worry. So don't be scared, I won't call him. It's just me and you that look. Yeah, watch it. He will. They were so fervent in church. So fervent. Until one time like that. Fervent of fireman. But one time like that, he then got into a relationship. What was that thing? He said, no, you know. He made that stupid. Oh, God. We see that plan. See, today is going to work on ministry. And he even married a woman. He's not even married, and the lady is married. And the ladies even started to do work on ministry. But you sold your ministry for woman. Bro. See? Don't trade your fire for anything. See your hearing. See that fire? Don't trade it for anything. Don't trade it for anything. Don't trade it for anything. Watch the friends that want to pull down that fire. How will you know the friend want to pull down that fire? When it comes to things of God, when they say, okay, I value you as my friend. Value key in there. You know that I value you as my friend. I value the fire.
Fire! If you cannot stay with the fire, Japa! Go! Over here, tell our this one, if you cannot bear the fire, go! Because my power will not go down because of any man. Over here, enemy! See, I value you as my friend. Friend, come. Friend, come. Fire, no! We are all stand the fire. The fire, they don't. I'm going to get out of wrong. Glory to God. Another thing, I'm going to leave you with. Like I said, what you have is a key. Tell up what you have received. You will see things in this meeting. And I want you to leave this meeting. Also, don't be in a haste to rush and go home. Take time. Process what you've received. Why this happened this time? Amen. Write them down. See what I received. See what I got. See what I received. Hallelujah. Stand up. Always stand up. Hallelujah. I read something to us earlier on. I'm going to read it again. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14. 1 Timothy 4, verse 14. It says, neglect not the gift, which is in thee. Who was given to thee by prophets? When you use the word neglect, they don't forget. That's when you say neglect not the means we can neglect it. We can forget it. We can treat it as not. Hallelujah. But you know what? When it says neglect, it's an instruction. Not to forget. Don't forget what you received. Don't forget it. Hallelujah. Don't forget what this meeting communicated to you. Don't forget it. You know, some people, when they are done with it, and they are saying, we are working again for CRC 2024. No! Hallelujah. What have you received? You are going to find me to flint in another meeting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going to find me to flint. You're going to find me to flint. Find me to flint. It was never so bad. The neglect not the beast. Neglect it not. I will never forget. Hands were laid on me in this meeting. I'm another man. Hands were laid on me in this meeting. I came all the way to Jesus. I came all the way to Mark Luke. I came all the way to have hands laid on me. I will never forget it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me tell you something. For everybody I laid hands on, you know, the Spirit of the Lord said to me while I was getting prepared for meeting. The Spirit of the Lord said to me that as many people that come to the nation, that the call to ministry will be fired up in their bones.
Amen.
See, you are here. I'm going to say to you, don't be scared when you don't see that you are just fired up to do the work of God. That is the call. That is what the hands laid on you was for. I was conscious about it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what this meeting is for. Raising up ministers all over the world. Hallelujah. You'll be caught. Or you'll catch this fire. You'll caught this fire. Hallelujah. Amen. So you'll find it to flee. You'll find it to flee. One, don't forget about it. Don't forget. Can't believe on you. Don't forget. 2 Timothy 1, verse 6. It says, I put thee to remember. He's reminding me. I put it in the name of God. Spare of the gift of God. Hallelujah. You have to always stand it up. Hallelujah. How do we stand it up? By praying more. You pray more. You pray more. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17. It says, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. You pray more. You pray more. Hallelujah. Amen. Pray more with me, your prayer time will increase. Pray more with me, you'll be found in all of prayer meetings in church. That's what pray more with me. You'll be found on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Pray. You pray more. You give him more time for prayer. Hallelujah. Because when God wants to do a thing in the earth, he sets men to pray. He sets men to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, how do you stir this up? I said to friends, two, your friends need to change. Your friends need to change. The Bible says evil communication corrupts good manners. So what kind of friends do you have? A good friend is a friend who tells you, let's go and pray. A good friend is not the one that tells you some tips. Not the one that tells you, you look beautiful. How about a good friend? Not the one that tells you, we are supporting the same club. How about a good friend? A good friend is not the one that says, let's go and watch them beat Chelsea. No. That's not a good friend. That's a bad friend. Hallelujah. That's a bad friend. Hallelujah. Amen. But if your friend says, let's go and watch them beat Man U, yeah, it's a good friend. Yeah, you know that's actually sacrilege. Hallelujah. But find out what a good friend is. Hallelujah. Amen. A good friend is one that tells you, come let's go know the Lord together. Come let's know the Lord together. Come let's pray together. Hallelujah. Come let's fellowship together. That's what a good friend is. A good friend is the one that can tell you to your face, you are backsliding. That's what a good friend is. A good friend is one who says, this one is your wife. And that's what a good friend is. A good friend is one who will tell you, see, we can do the work of God well. A good friend will tell you, sir, this is what we will talk about. This is what we will do. This is what we agree. Where we started ministry. This is what we will do. That's your good friend. So don't surround yourself with people who are only cheering you up even when you are doing something wrong. I'm talking about good friends. Hallelujah. Over here. Hallelujah. So you surround yourself with the right kind of people. I'm telling you, if you want to achieve, or you must be relevant, or you must stay in the work of ministry, 75% of the time is dependent on who is your friend. Who is your friend? Who tells whether you will stay in the work of ministry? That's why Paul will say to the church at Corinth, he said, evil communication was referring to men, people, corrupt good manners. Evil communication, people. So, your friends will determine. That was why Jesus, his friends were his disciples. The mother came to him one time and said, come get your mother and your brother. I said, who am I? Who is my mother? Who are my brother? I said, they which are you here? Who do you surround yourself with? Why are you surrounded with? With care. Whether you stay with the work in the work of ministry. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All the time. See, let me tell you, if you say, no, my friends cannot influence me. See, man is a product of influence. Man is a product of influence. The way I'm talking to you right now, I'm a product of influence. They say, no, I'm the original that can be. There's none like me. I'm the original that is the original. That's motivation. Even the person that's telling you that is copying somebody. Amen. There's nothing like I'm not a photocopy. That word is a photocopy of another person's word. Amen. You are not a photocopy. You are the original of me. Man is a product of influence. I've said that also. Man is a product of influence. Amen. See, the way I talk, the way I move, the way I speak, the way is a product of influence. Okay, so therefore you must mind the kind of things that influence your life. Amen. I had an opportunity to go to science class, but I couldn't. I didn't learn anything in science. I was a commercial. You know, years down the line, that was one that I was an influence. That was an influence. How? My mother is commercial. My father is commercial. I became commercial. That was the influence of my life. Even if I like computer, I couldn't go to science class. I just like the accounting because nobody is going to teach me science. My mother will teach me accounting. So I said, is that not better? You have to teach at home. So I followed it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So what is the problem with this one? Sometimes you get to the family, everybody just medical doctor. You are saying, I praise Jesus Christ again. Man is a friend of influence. Amen. Glory to God. Even some of you that are in church here, you are a friend of influence. How about even social missiology, he ended up in the bank. Police, he ended up in the bank. Are you the equivalent of business? Are you the equivalent of business? Even the one that read a Greek is doing something related to accounting. Careful not of influence. Some people say, no, I want to be an entrepreneur. Who are you following? Watch them. They're in a Tawu. They're in a Tawu. Influence. Did you know what I'm saying? So, what influence is it? And it's not wrong to be influenced, so it's no wrong. It's not wrong, but make sure what is influencing you is positive. Hallelujah. So, therefore, I have to watch the people that are allowing into my space. I have to, because they are going to either influence me positively or negatively. Hallelujah. So rather than allow wrong people into my space, I have to allow what men. Did you see that?
Yes,
men of the spirit. Hallelujah. Believers into my space. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So your friends also must move also from physical people, so even online. Who are your friends online? I say it and I always say, I heard this from Pastor Craig and I'm going to say it. I didn't see that thing on Facebook called block. See that thing on Facebook called block? It's the leading of the spirit. The leading of the spirit. Just recently, there's somebody on my page that was writing and said, he was attacking us. So he saw that post. He said, I know your people, members are going to come for me. This is the second time she did. The first time, I had pardon. Oh Lord, I had pardon. I had pardon that. Anyway, I just... Remember that already? I just blocked. My life will be free. Amen. I remember someone like that, that I blocked. Somebody might have told me that he had got his creation and put it on his phone and said that the blog was there. As long as I'm not seeing it. Amen. Amen. Some people, your friends online, the only thing they post is about attacking men of God. And you're always doing it. And you're even smiling. Blood that. Blood! Amen. There's somebody that has blocked before that now, that has added me again. They want to ask when I say, where are you? Roger. He has been there for about a year. He added me again with another account too. Another account. I said, in my dreams, I'm not happy. Amen. What does it do? Well, what does he do? He posts things on censor. You know what I call uncensored things? He just posts it on censor on his wall. I can't be watching that. I don't even want to see it. Let me tell you my dream Facebook page. My dream Facebook is to open it and see what. What a joke. Sometimes all those things that they advertise on Facebook, I block it. I block the page. I don't know. Even if you open my blog for you, it's like a washing machine. I'm blocking you. Amen. That's good. Hallelujah. So, how do you stir up this thing? That is, stirring up by praying. Your friends need to change by doing the work of ministry itself. Doing the work. You know what the work of ministry is. Preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Amen. Just preach. What do they preach? Hallelujah. Preach. Disciple. Hallelujah. Disciple. As we get into GPLR in December, GPLR is in fact December 26th. Hallelujah. Okay, following you. As we get into GPLR from December 26th, the question you should ask yourself is, you begin to put it as you prepare for GPLR, as you come to term for the new year. How effective am I going to be in the work of ministry? Discipleship. God, we're going to pray like that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because the year 2024 is a year of fruitfulness. It's a year for increase. Hallelujah. Fruitfulness, increase. Is that wrong? The fruitful year. It's a fruitful year. So we are receiving fruitfulness in our work. fruitfulness in all endeavors of life. By fruitfulness. Hallelujah. Spiritual in your work of ministry is also show in the things you do in the natural. You'll be fruitful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you are going to be effective because you do the work of ministry. Do it. Because of it. Hallelujah. Do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do it. Do it. Grow your church. I said that to us last week. Be involved in growing your church. Be involved in seeing that your church grows. Be involved. Be involved in evangelism. Be involved in discipleship. Be involved in growing Saints Pavilion Church. Be involved in growing Ajao Church. Be involved in growing Shobole Church. Be involved in growing Mapulugo, in growing Dokbebu Church. If you are there, be involved in growing it. Say, I will grow it. Say it to yourself. I will grow it. Be involved in growing Kaduna because of it. Don't give excuse. See, I for one, you know me. Don't come with excuse. Don't come with problem. Don't come with problem. Because if the problem is no! Get it just done. Hallelujah. Let's get it just done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lastly, as we go, Philippians chapter 3. I want to leave you with this as we go. Philippians 3. Never see yourself to have attained any height. There is one thing that must keep you as a believer. Never. See, that sense of I have achieved this is not of God. It's not of God. It's the life of the devil. Say, I have attained. Some of them have not, and I have 10 disciples. I have attained. And I can be the world. You now know small Greek and Hebrew. Like Pastor Wisdom will tell you, I will cash in a small thing. Lambano. What again? Ego and Bahat. What again do you know? Hubabalo. Plero. Say, I want to write. Nah, what are you know your Greek and Hebrew for? I'm not coming for you. That's the right teach message. You are the pleroma in the only pleroma. You know that? You are the pleroma. You are in my cardia. I am making it to the sclerio. You are deceiving yourself. Oh, yeah. So some people have that. Some people. And I've been in ministry for few days. No, for few hours. Few hours. In ministry, I've been in ministry for few hours. To see that one thing that has taken people out of ministry is that mindset of being of attainment. Samuel said to Saul, "So were you not small in your eyes? Were you not small in your eyes when you were called? Were you not small?" Why? Because you are king, you feel you can do things without you can break protocols. But you're not small. You are. That mindset of to have attained is not of God. Not of God. As I carry when you should have had on your hand. I'm a pastor for you. Look at your mouth. You are not carrying should have had. Because two souls, you just lay hands on two people and say, some people is just making, they just give prophecy. And you two people, I'm prophet of the school. I remember that. I was doing that. See, I did that, but it's wrong. Just give two prophets that click. You say, prophet of the school. You are no longer wearing, who will know you to be wearing? You are not wearing Galabia, prophet. Galabia. Alright, say don't be on the prophet. You don't tie your head with Toba. Or don't wear Toba. Say, why wear Toba? Have you not seen the prophet? Want to see a prophet? Then you should have a prophet. You have a thing. Right? You don't show below sin. That is right. Amen. No. Never see yourself like that. Hallelujah. Someone called me up. That was some few months back. No, some few weeks back. And I answered the message. God, I don't have the number. I said, good afternoon, sir. The person replied, good morning, sir. I mean, the person replied, I said, good morning, sir. The person replied, good morning, sir. I said, I asked this person, is everything fine? I said, no, sir. I said, who is this, sir? He said, ah. And then you're talking to Pastor Smart. I said, yes, Pastor Smart, sir. Then to the way you're answering me, sir. I said, ah, are you not a pastor? He said, I called his name. I said, you have called me with numbers I don't have. You discover that I am not fat or bad. Even sometimes when I hear you talk, I see you as fat. Unconsciously. You must be able to have a thing. Because you're not a cell leader. You're not carrying to that bag. All your colleague I did for you was just to go and buy a new bag. Now I'm kind of pastor's bag. Now I'm bought new shoes. Say, cell leader. I know you're pastor. Cell leader. Now we have 50 shoes. I don't have a cell leader. You have a thing, but Philippians 3. Verse 12. Look at what Philippians says. I mean, look at what Paul says to the church of Philippians. Say, not though I have already a thing. Either were already perfect, but I follow after him that I may apprehend that for which so I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brother, I count myself to have apprehended, not to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, I reach in front of those things which are before. I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm not going to see myself as one who has appeared. No. Hallelujah. In the next 10 years, I'll still be praying the one prayer. In the next 30 years, I'll still be found in. See, there are meetings I don't miss. I say, I'll still be found in. Like, there are meetings I don't miss that are not St. Pavilion Church meetings. I'll still be found in CCM, Charismatic Meeting. I'll still be found in Believers Convention, St. Community Church. I'll still be found in WCC. I'll keep praying the same way I pray. You see the way we pray, and then we hold our hands and pray. I will never outgrow it. Ah! The day I begin to pray, and I believe we hold your hand, and I walk back, and look again. My lady, it's not that you are saying, hold on, bonfire! Okay, you call it bonfire, burn the fire together. Hallelujah! Burn it together. Hallelujah! Never outgrow it. There are things you must never outgrow. There are things you must never outgrow. Hallelujah. How you study? See, the way I study, I've never changed. Let's not get to the point where by studying life, I'll just carry one book. No Bible, I'll just be writing. And I'll never get to that point. Hallelujah. How I will carry books. Just to get prepared for today, I carry books. I don't study, don't shoot it. Getting prepared for a believer's convention. You know how many weeks it took me to get this city now? But I never outgrew it. Yeah. Now I'm just saying, you see, it's Sunday service, don't worry, I'm going to just go there and give them work. No! No! My heart was beating, saying, Lord, what I'm going to teach? I pray for what I'm going to teach. In convention, I have to pray. I'm going to teach. In convention. Only a pastor, you know, I have to pray. But I can't come here and I am giving you what in my heart I know is not for God. Hallelujah. How did me undermine you? Undermine the grace of God that I'm giving to you. To be a pastor. Hallelujah. Never get to that point where you see yourself as a pastor. Hallelujah. We keep the fire burning. When you are just pray. Just pray. You can take any praying position. Just pray. For all you receive in this moment. Maybe you just came in and you see, say, in your heart, Pastor, I need to lay hands on you. you have an opportunity right now. So that you know that you actually did receive your destination. And you're saying, Pastor, I feel like you could leave here from this.
I told you. Have an opportunity. You can just come for it. Or talk to the usher. You will just let you come. Okay. Why don't you just take a prayer for this?